Paradise. We had it tough. I used to have to get out at shoebox at midnight, lick road clean, eat a couple of bits of cold gravel, work 23 hours a day at mill for a penny every 4 years, and when we got home, Dad used to slice us in half with a bread knife.
Last time I kissed someone like this, I thought I knew everything, I thought I knew everything. Thought I was in control, did not apologize.
Shine. Oh boy. Here at Edit Radio, we have been giving you weekly podcasts for some very strange times. We've had some big world events, but this is really some very unusual times as we record this. We are in the midst of a global pandemic of coronavirus. It's COVID-19, just in case you are, for some reason, listening in, back from the future to the good old days when there was only one pandemic going on. I mean, 2020 so far has been a total dick. And now, the other day, it started coming for our songwriters and our entertainers as well, over here, over the weekend. Tim Brooke Taylor, ex of the Goodies and I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, passed away over the weekend at the age of 79 with this aforementioned coronavirus, and also Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, at the age of just 52. But just really, just shocking. So this week, I thought maybe have a week which is heavy on music, light on me waffling on. Probably, because the less talking I do, the more music we'll be able to fit in. We started off the podcast this week with Slutface. The song was called Tap the Pack from the album Sorry for the Late Reply. And then from the aforementioned Fountains of Wayne, taken from their self-titled debut album from the mid-90s. One of my favourite albums of all time. That was Radiation Vibe. So welcome, I guess, to Edit Radio Podcast number 529. We'll be soundtracked along the way by the likes of Frank Turner and Fortet. Meanwhile, this is Motropa. I love me some power pop. When I say that power pop is the perfect antidote to what's going on at the minute, don't take me literally, but that is Motropa, straight out of Portland, Oregon, clearly channeling some Guided by Voices and maybe some early Brendan Benson, perhaps, with the song Jazz from Australia. Here is Frank Turner.
They said that times are hard for honest men, but she didn't give a damn, cause she wasn't one of them. I don't mean to imply that she ever told a lie, but she was raised in the harem and told to keep quiet. She isn't gonna hide her young and set aside, who to always burn bright. She wasn't one to hide. She taught herself languages and poetry. She taught herself to speak so she could set herself free. Look on her work, see mighty men. She opened up the harem, they can't close it up again. She stepped off a ledge and let herself fall free. She stepped off the train and into history. She isn't gonna hide her.
Oh,
taken from his most recent album called No Man's Land, which was a collection of songs about women through history, important, powerful, strong women through history in their own way. The song is called The Lioness. From Mr. Frank Turner. Frank Turner is somebody who's been doing a lot of live streams to help independent venues around the country who cannot otherwise support themselves. If you do have an independent venue near you, which is dear to your heart, perhaps see if you can make a donation or how you could possibly help. But without my structure daily, now I'm working from home, I just haven't been able to keep up with any of the stuff that's going on. A lot of the stuff which I normally would depend on is just not there anymore. But I think we're very lucky, certainly here in the UK, where we've had some really good weather during these isolation times. We've been able to at least... if nothing else, watch the unfurling of spring. I'm recording this on the Easter Monday, so the podcast goes out tomorrow. And I spent the last hour of the morning watching a bee make a little home. And I find great comfort in the fact that, apart from the human struggles on the human side, life is carrying on. This is Jeff Lewis.
Throwing off sparks of pure power, sending signals from a mystery tower. You didn't bother making sure it was sinking. It was a different way of working and thinking. Really wild and completely expressive, so creative and intense and obsessive. You were practically completely beyond it, and you were exactly just what nobody wanted. You were conscious and responsive and present. You weren't trying to make something unpleasant. You were just bouncing off of things that were trashy, and it was never very tricky or flashy. You had a vision that was clear and directed, and the ways it worked were all unexpected. You were unbelievable and you were undaunted, and you were exactly just what nobody wanted. But to me it was so awesome. So awesome. So awesome.
It was so awesome, so awesome, so awesome.
Take from Jeff Lewis's recent album, probably his best album in years, I think. The album is called Bad Wiring. Album. Jeff Lewis, the song is Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Still to come, some old Elliott Smith, some even older Pedro the Lion, and hopefully some Fountains of Wayne. This is new from Fortet.
I wanna walk in the hills of Enniskillen. I wanna feel my heels touch something real. I wanna turn my back on the forces from hell and feel my heels touch something real. Self-evident, this world ain't safe in human hands. Territorial waters, territorial airspace is the mindset of this age. So I walk in the hills of Enniskillen, and I feel my heels touch something real. And I'll turn my back on the forces from hell and feel my heels touch something real.
The incredible Bill Fay from the album Countless Branches, which I think is out now. The song is called Inhuman Hands. Before that, Fortet from their new album called 16 Oceans. The song was called Something in the Sadness, and sandwiched in between somewhere in there, an excerpt from the original Four Yorkshiremen sketch, which eventually Monty Python made very, very famous. But that's from the original, which was written by John Cleese, Graham Chapman, Marty Feldman, and Tim Brooke Taylor, sadly no longer with us as of last weekend. And he was due to be in Reading next week as part of the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue roadshow, and he will be sorely missed by so, so many.
Away after this, myself, I feel
taken from the newest album by Bob Mould, albeit one which came out at the start of 2019. The album is called Sunshine Rock. That song is excellent, and it's called Irrational Poison. Bob Mould, former frontman of Husker Du. I don't think it's a stretch to think of him as a gay icon. From an old album called It's Hard to Find a Friend, this is Pedro the Lion. That's the perfect combination between youthful despondent sadness and 1990s underground American rock, isn't it? That's Pedro the Lion. The song is called Bad Diary Days from the album It's Hard to Find a Friend. Do you know what else is hard, though, internet? What else is hard is if you live in an old house with lots of holes in places, keeping mice out. We managed to pick up some mice as the lockdown was beginning over here, so it's quite hard to get pest control out and maintain social distancing. We asked our landlady and she said, get traps. We got some traps, spring traps, and oh, so many situations over here. And my humane trap arrived yesterday, and so now we get to find out whether I'm living in a liberal fantasy world where humans and rodents can coexist peacefully. two songs to go, I guess. I seem to have made enough headway to be able to fit in another Fountains of Wayne song. This one is A Bright Future in Sales.
Sleeping on a planter at the Port Authority, waiting for my bus to come. Seven scotch and sodas at the office party, now I don't remember where I'm from. I think I had a black wallet in my back pocket with a bus ticket and a picture of my baby inside. And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. I know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Future in sales, yeah. Heading for the airport on a misty morning, gonna catch a flight to Baltimore. Try to kill an hour with the whiskey sour, if there's time I might have just one more. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning and I can't quite open my eyes. As long as I don't have to drive, I'm gonna get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. I had a line on a brand new account, but now I can't seem to find where I wrote that number down. I try to focus, I'm staring at the screen, pretending like I know what all these little flashing lights mean. Gotta get my shit together, 'cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah.
That is not enough Fountains of Wayne.
Don't you wanna ride in my survival car? We can take a long way home through Central Park. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road ain't there. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Doing what the young folks do in West Coast towns, plowing like a banshee through the overground. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear, and only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Everybody hit the ground. I think I might have missed my calling. Everybody turn around, the light's about to change. You better stand aside. Why you wanna walk? Don't you wanna ride, 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 ride?
Don't you wanna ride? Don't you wanna ride?
Survival car. We can take a long way home. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. And only riding on the path we made. Riding on the path we made. Riding on the path we made to Union Square.
Don't you wanna ride in my survival car? We can take a long way home.
Okay, that is enough Fountains of Wayne. Remembering Adam Schlesinger, who will be remembered for his work as part of Fountains of Wayne, but also so much other stuff as well. Fountains of Wayne, Survival Car was the song you just heard. My very favourite song of theirs, taken from the album, the self-titled album from the mid-90s. Before that, from the album Welcome Interstate Managers, that song was called Bright Future in Sales. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. I hope it has distracted you from the world outside. I'll be back next month, all being well, although as somebody with a body who is either not very good or very good at getting ill, depending on how you look at it. I don't know, sometimes I get nervous. Tom Crook should be here next week. I'm sure he's wrapped in cotton wool somewhere, like all of our national treasures should be. But let me tell you, if this thing comes for Angela Lansbury, then it's on. I'll leave you with, as the last song in this week's podcast, a 20th anniversary playing. It's 20 years since Elliot Smith's album Figure 8 came out. From it, this is Stupidity Tries. I love you. Stay well. Goodbye.
Got a foot in the door. God knows what for. And he'll cut me down the sides. Stupidity Tries. Stupidity tries. So then a shoulder raised, a cheer, coloring the sky with ash. Because they found some privateer to sail across the sea of trash. Stupidity tries. Thing that I hope tomorrow brings.